Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is a great time of year for sports fans. There's a convergence happening. The baseball season is in full swing. The playoffs in the NBA and NHL are getting serious. Let's check in with Mike Pesca, Here and Now's sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hi. I think they've been serious for a little while, after all the eliminated teams.
That's right. Well, you're talking to a Celtics fan. But I want to start with the NHL because that postseason is down to the final four teams. St. Louis Blues will play the San Jose Sharks in the Western Conference Finals. The Carolina Hurricanes matching up against the Boston Bruins in the East. At least our Bruins are still in it. Your thoughts?
So the two teams in the East have won Stanley Cups before, the Bruins recently, and they've had great teams in the 70s, and Carolina won in 2006. If you look at the West, those are a couple teams. The Sharks made it to the finals a couple years ago. But I want to concentrate for a second on St. Louis because what an interesting franchise history. They've been very good, and there was this long, uninterrupted streak where the Blues made the playoffs and then maybe won a round and maybe didn't and never even got to the conference finals. But the odd thing is the first 3 years of the Blues history, they made the finals every year and lost. It was mostly due to an odd NHL rule that all the expansion teams were in one division. So we would get to the finals and then clearly outmatched teams would get, say, swept by Bobby Orr and the Boston Bruins. But what this all adds up to is that I would say that if you look at fan bases of North American team sports, now that the Cubs have won, maybe the Blues are the longest suffering and most teased fan base. Would be nice to see them get to the finals and see what they could do.
I think that's a good thought. And by the way, just to remind people, it's such a slog to the Stanley Cup. The people who win or play for the championship could end up playing 28 playoff games. And this isn't badminton.
Yes, they do play 82 games to get there. And then what does it mean? So we're talking about over 100 games of a very, very tough, demanding sport. Slog, I don't know. Can you slog on ice? It's definitely not a glide.
Well, it's hard work. It's hard work to get there. To the NBA. We are based in Boston. The Milwaukee Bucks eliminated the Celtics last night. Congratulations to Milwaukee. But, you know, a lot of people thought Boston was going to go to the finals.
Yeah, I think that up. Yeah, well, Paul Pierce, the great Celtic, recently retired Celtic, after the Celtics come out to a one-game series lead, said, that's it. We're going all the way. The Bucks come back and win four straight. There is something about the makeup of the Celtics, and if you want to point your finger to their star, Kyrie Irving, not gelling with his teammates, I think that's fair. They did come into the season as a presumed favorite, at least in the East. The West is so dominant, and they did have a disappointing season. And I think it's widely expected that Irving defects maybe to Eastern Conference rival the Knicks.
Yeah. And by the way, the Bucks, we should say, had the best record in the NBA during the regular season. So they belong there.
Yeah, they're an excellent team.
And you mentioned the West, the Golden State Warriors, you know, so still the favorites?
Yes, they are. They were odds-on favorites to begin the playoffs, and they still are. They're up 3-2 against the Rockets, who represent their biggest hurdle. But we should also say that Kevin Durant strained a calf in last night's game, possibly the most important player in the NBA. So Warriors up 3-2, possible injury. Don't know how severe it is to their pivotal player, Kevin Durant. Let us see how that goes.
Okay, we shall see. Mike, can we just take a minute on the Kentucky Derby? It's still reverberating. Last Saturday, Maximum Security won the race but was disqualified. Country House, the second place finisher, was declared the winner. This has never happened in 145 years. I couldn't watch because all the trouble this year in horse racing, 23 horses dying at Santa Anita in California. So just is there a line to be drawn between what happened on Saturday and that? Explain.
I think that horse racing obviously has its challenges. The horsemen involved in the sport love their horses. And then you have this horrible tragedy in California, 23 horses dying. I say, put that aside. That can't even be considered in the same vein as we're talking about, essentially going to instant replay and overruling a decision in the Derby.
And then why? Did the horses bump or something?
The horse that ran fastest in the race, Maximum Security, impeded another horse. Mm-hmm. This is a rule. And so even though it was odd and upsetting, that's who should win the Derby. I think the more upsetting thing is this, that the Preakness Stakes, the second leg of the Triple Crown, will not have either Maximum Security or Country House in it. It's the first time the Derby winner won't be running in the Preakness in 23 years. And this is a problem for the sport. All these horse owners know that they can make so much more money by sending their horses out to stud rather than racing them. And that has been a big problem in the sport for years. Mm-hmm. We, within the last, the span of the last few years, have had two Triple Crown winners. We were told this is going to revitalize the sport. It helped a bit, but I think what we're talking now points to the fact that there are many, many more challenges that one or two great horses cannot overcome.
Hmm. That's Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.